Random House Audio presents Darwin's Ghosts, The Secret History of Evolution, by Rebecca Stott. Read for you by Jean Gilpin. Once grant that species of one genus may pass into each other, and whole fabric totters and falls. Charles Darwin, Notebook C. Masterpieces are not single, solitary births. They are the outcome of many years of thinking in common, of thinking by the body of the people. So the experience of the mass is behind the single voice. Virginia Woolf, A Room of One's Own. Preface. I grew up in a creationist household. As a child, I often thought about Charles Darwin. I wondered who he was, and whether he knew, as my grandfather and the other preachers alleged, that he had been sent to earth to do Satan's work. It seemed an odd reason to make a man, I thought, but then, in the scale of things, perhaps no more odd than the story of God and Satan tormenting Job, or the angels who appeared in Sodom and Gomorrah. No more strange than the pillar of salt that Lot's wife was turned into, or the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I also wondered if, as Satan's man, Darwin might have hooves and scales. But generally, it wasn't a good idea to ask questions about such things. One hot summer's day, when I was around the age of 9 or 10, knowing that I could not ask about Darwin or his ideas without being...